April dawn. I look out into the dark grey early silence. No one about, no noise, except my own soft breathing. Utter peace and quiet. Yet surely there's a sound. Or is it my imagination that's plucking at several tiny strings, as if a breeze had chanced upon a fairy harp? More silence. Then again the gentle string pluck. I wait, cursing my own breathing, listening, listening. I see nothing in the greyness. Yet my ears record more music, louder now, a high-pitched trembling, like a whispering stream running along to its parent river over gentle pebbles. Then a sobbing intervenes, not loud but vibrating, with an even rhythm, reminding me of tiny springs released into activity and opening up the world of nature. The sudden peering croon of a bird, surely a wren familiar to my ears, is suddenly trembling in the distance. Then, as if a clock has sounded a wide-spreading alarm bell, the woodland, deep in shadow, starts to waken. A stormcock now bombards the air with trilling ease, repeating thrice its message, while below, where rustling indicates another songster, a robin's song emerges, and I visualize his open beak and trembling throat as he calls for attention. Gradually the music gains momentum. Above me, a chaffinch accelerates with ease, almost drowning the long, clear phrases of the musician of the bush, the humble Dunnock, whose ecstatic song, once heard, can never be forgotten. The choir suddenly explodes. The silent feathered congregation proclaim their individual chants, yet no conductor waves them on, for soon they're out of hand, each soloist unconscious of his neighbour, though faintest light begins to filter into dark. All now compete to warn their enemies or coax their partners, as the air vibrates with tones and whirs and trembling chimes to make a glorious musical crescendo. Louder it comes, even from distant trees, as neighbours, with a lesser song, supply their crooning undertones to this great symphony. Is dawn about to break? Some movement comes. A blackbird dives into a sheltering oak, to start again his rippling vast explosion. An owl, unseen, but probably wide-eyed, adds its soft, solemn, evocative voice in echoing beauty. The chorus in the distance still persists, and then the songster of the world proclaims with purest notes its murmuring vibration, his voice with powerful force that thrills and pierces the greyness with high notes, so true yet sweet, would seem to reach a peak of heavenly climax. For the nightingale, tiny and hidden, reigns over all as music fills the wood with overtones of passion and of love. The birds sing on. The seconds seem like hours. Each dominates with solos of their own. Then gradually, through the wood, there seems to spread a soft diminuendo, slowing down, with tender and gentle phrases. Then a hush, as dawn begins to tread with unseen steps between the trees. Soft muffled whispers take the place of singing. As the sun peeps through, the ordinary sounds replace the April music. Day has come.